This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
In just 30 days, Americans are expected to start signing up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And organized labor has some concerns about that. Some of the nation's largest unions, including the AFL-CIO and the Teamsters, worry the new health care law could jeopardize health plans for some 20 million workers across the country. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Millions of Americans, from high-wage construction workers to low-wage restaurant workers, get their health insurance through something known as Taft-Hartley plans. Basically, the unions and the employers get together and pay for coverage. Marquette University law professor Paul Secunda says Obamacare could make those plans really expensive for the companies.
That might make more sense for employers to stop offering the Taft-Hartley plans and instead allow their employees to go on the state health care exchanges.
Secunda says not only would that mean workers end up with less generous coverage, it threatens the basic value of the unions.
One of the things that employees look to unions for, the ability to get all sorts of employee benefits, but maybe most importantly, health insurance benefits, will no longer be something the unions can offer in this environment.
With so much at stake, union leaders are pressing the Obama administration to protect the plans.
I'm not sure that there's anything the administration can do about it.
That's Washington and Lee professor Timothy Jost. Unions argue if their workers could receive subsidies to help cover the cost, that would keep the Taft-Hartleys alive. Jost says something like that requires an act of Congress.
And right now, at least the House doesn't seem very inclined to help unions.
Ironically, Jost says unions who backed Obamacare from the beginning get hurt, while for-profit health plans like Aetna and United will end up making a lot of money thanks to the ACA. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.